In this bulletin, revelations a cyber attack targeted Australia's three main political parties and the federal parliament. The federal government and opposition argue over border protection. And revelations on just how refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi came to be arrested in Thailand. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it appears a foreign country has launched a cyber attack on Australia's three major political parties and the federal parliamentary computer system. News of an attack on the parliamentary computer system was first reported 10 days ago. Mr. Morrison says during the investigation of that incident, it was discovered that the networks of the Liberal Party, the Labor Party and the National Party were also affected by the attacker, who has not been named.
During the course of this work, we also became aware that the networks of some political parties, Liberal, Labor and Nationals, have also been affected. Our security agencies have detected this activity and acted decisively to confront it. Now, I do not propose to go into the detail of these operational matters, but our cyber experts believe that a sophisticated state actor is responsible for this malicious activity.
Mr. Morrison says there's no evidence of electoral interference with these attacks, but the government has acted to ensure the integrity of Australia's electoral system. The federal opposition continues to insist the government is running a scare campaign on the issue of border protection. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the bill that passed Parliament last week is not a wholesale change to the way Australia has been dealing with asylum seekers who arrive by boat, and the government is incorrect to claim otherwise.
I think what we need to do is just call out the shameless coalition lies about Labor policy. Anyone who tries to get on a boat, we will send to regional processing, Manus or Nauru. What we have done is codify when people need medical treatment and they're our care. Instead of having Peter Dutton in charge of health plans for individuals, we'll have a listen to the doctors. I mean, ask yourself, when you're feeling sick, do you go and see Peter Dutton or do you go and see the doctor?
In other news, the drugs information monitoring system in the Netherlands says pill testing in the country has become a proven way of minimising the dangers of recreational drug use. The comments come as controversy continues over the pill testing in Australia after a number of deaths at music festivals over the last few months. Floor van Backham is a prevention worker at DIMS, one of the country's leading centres for addiction. She's told SBS Radio's Dutch program that despite the drugs tested remaining illegal, the country takes a pragmatic approach to harm reduction, having used pill testing for more than 25 years.
The good thing about our drug testing facilities is that we have a very good monitoring of the Dutch drug market, the illegal market. And when we see, for example, that an ecstasy pill has been polluted by a substance that is more dangerous than the MDMA that people are usually looking for when they're using ecstasy, then we start a red alert campaign, which means we have a really widespread campaign involving all kinds of media to warn users for not using a certain pill or powder.
In other news, an expert panel says a lack of water in the Murray-Darling River system caused the death of millions of fish, and it's calling for urgent action in the next 6 months. The panel was commissioned by the federal opposition to report on three major fish kills near the town of Menindi in the far west of New South Wales in December and January. The report says the lack of water is partly due to the ongoing drought, but it also says it's partly due to excess use of water from the river by irrigators. It says there hasn't been enough engagement with local residents on the issue. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says this is an opportunity to accept that too much water from the Murray-Darling system is being siphoned from the country's northern basin and not enough is headed south. Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. Sunny in Perth, a top of 34 in Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23 in Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 20 degrees. In Hobart, much the same, 19 in Canberra, a shower or two and 31. In Wollongong, also a shower or two and 23, much the same for Sydney, 28. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 34. Cairns, partly cloudy, 35. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.